Hello everyone and welcome back to yet another episode of That's Funny with me, your girl B, as your host. I want to officially say Happy New Year. I hope you all had a fabulous crossover onto the new year. And shout out for 2022. I think 2022 was a pretty good year. I'll say this forever until I die. I think it was the best year of my life. But I think 2023 can be even better, baby. And so today I want to chat to you just a little bit about New Year's resolutions, what I think about them. And I don't know, I think what I've found, especially around the topic of New Year's resolutions, is that a lot of people kind of shame people who have New Year's resolutions. Like, they've almost made it a cringy slash uncool thing. Almost like if you are a person who has New Year's resolutions, you are a goat or a sheep or a cat, or I don't even know like how to quantify and describe. Guys, can I tell you, the time right now is 6 minutes until 1 a.m. on Thursday the 12th of January. I'm waiting for the Miss Universe preliminary competition with Ndavi. I think she has put in so much thought and so much effort into her entire reign as Miss South Africa that I have no doubt that she's going to place. Obviously, preliminary competition has no placement in it. It's just preliminary competition. That's all it is. But I think I'm excited to see what she's going to bring, and I'm excited to see her performance, and I'm excited to see her bring the crown back home on Saturday. So yeah, there's so much blood pumping through my veins right now, but let me try and focus. So if you hear me like lose train of thought or I'm speaking a bit too fast, it's literally just because I'm very excited to watch the Miss Universe competition. And yeah, that's pretty much what's going on and what's happening right now. But I personally think that New Year's resolutions are great. I had an incident the other day where I was trying to rally people to fast with me for 2021, because I'm that person. Like, every single year at the beginning of the year, I'm like, it's very important, guys, that we seek the Lord, okay? It's very important that we go. I'm that friend. That's me. And so being in a brand new community, a brand new church community, and obviously I'm really working to, and I think I have actually planted myself very firmly within the community. I think I found my people in the church. Not that there are people in the church that are not my people, but I mean like my core group of people that I can trust and bring my issues to, and sort of like we can hold each other up in prayer and all that kinds of cool stuff. And so even in that circle of our Bible studies group or our small group, whatever it is that you want to call it, I was trying to get everyone to fast for 2021, because I really, really, really believe in the power of prayer and fasting. And I've seen what it has done for me in my life, and I love to see that for other people around me. And so I was trying to, well, there's that part A, but part B was also just because I was like, you know, if we're all fasting, guys, if all my friends are fasting, there's no way I'm going to slip up on the fast. Like, it's not going to be difficult, because if all my friends are fasting, then that means that there won't be any going out, because we go out every single Sunday for lunch. That's crazy. Every single Sunday we go out for lunch. Now every single Sunday I must go home alone and say, no guys, let's not do that because we are women of God. We are fasting. Come on. No. So I was just like trying to convince everybody. And there were some people that like got it right away. Like Rendani was like, oh, why do you want to fast? And I was like, oh no, this is what I'm trying to do. And he was like, oh yeah, cool. 100%. I'm going to join you. And I was like, cool. Jordan, obviously, you guys know Jordan. He's always got a story. And then there was Kuda. Kuda, yeah, man of God, doesn't need to be told twice. He's definitely going to fast whether or not we ask him. But there were some other people where it was kind of like, Haibo, why are you fasting, Barbara? 21 days in January. Are you one of those Christians that say new year, new me, and then in January you have this newfound passion and new desire? Yes, you believe it. Believe it, baby. I am those Christians. I am definitely the people that in January go and say 2023 will be my best year yet with God, because that's what I believe. I think every single year you need to aim for better, and it has nothing to do with it being a new year as much as it is the marking of an ending to a season and the beginning to a new season. And for me, in the past couple of years, what I've found is every single year, God has given me a word for that year that guides me in that year, that gives me vision for the year. And so it's not necessarily about new year, new me, and ooh, now I'm just going to be so on fire for Jesus. But it's about, hey, the word says that we'll go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. And I want to practically put myself in positions to go from glory to glory and to go from strength to strength. And that for me looks like seeking God at the beginning of a new year, showing him my plans and saying, hey God, what in my plans do you think is a bit shaky? Is there anything that you dreamed bigger for me? Is there anything that you think might cause me harm? Can you give me strategy? Can you, which is actually what I'm on this year. This year, we're very big on strategy. But God, can you give me strategy to accomplish all of these different things? And New Year's resolutions for me, I think, are just mini steps and breakdowns to achieving the bigger plan and the bigger dream of God for your life for the new year. And so I 100% believe in New Year's revolutions. Never, did I say revolutions? Resolutions. Never let anyone make you feel like you are stupid or inferior for having New Year's resolutions and having the courage to even dare to dream. Dreaming can be such an embarrassing thing. I don't even want to lie. I think even this whole, like, there was a day, so Christmas, leading up to Christmas, my friends and I, so Christine planned this whole thing where we were going to Melrose Arch and we were going to go see the Christmas lights. We had dinner, this whole cute thing. And in waiting at Christine's place for everyone to sort of arrive, because everyone came to Christine's house and then we all got into like different cars and carpooled to Melrose Arch. Very randomly, there was a girl that I met that night. I was going to say her name, but now I'm like, am I supposed to say people's names? Is that legal? I don't know if that's legal. I know it's legal for me to say like the people that I'm really comfortable with, I can say their names because I know they're cool with it. But yeah, there was a girl that I met that night and she said something about Miss South Africa to me. And I was kind of like, gasp, like, where did you hear that? And she was like, oh yeah, no, one of the leaders at the church mentioned it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, I back you for that. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, girl. But like, I don't know. A part of me was just kind of like, I don't know how to even describe it. It's just, there's an element of it where it's like, the fact that you have the audacity to dream this big, the fact that you think that you can be on a platform of this magnitude, doing work of this magnitude, is crazy. And I can imagine what people think when they hear the dreams that I say I'm going to pursue. And it's like, who does she think she is? And I think that's the embarrassing part of things. It's like, if you have the courage to say, okay, I'm going to make New Year's resolutions, these are my New Year's resolutions, and then they don't come to be. And that's something that I found, like, when I ask my friends, and I'm like, hey, because I've been trying to do research in preparation for this podcast episode, obviously, like, what do you think about New Year's resolutions? And this was literally just today. I only asked two people, asked my brother and one of my friends. And she was like, the only thing about New Year's resolutions that she doesn't like, and that's why she doesn't make any, is because if she doesn't achieve her New Year's resolutions, she feels like a failure. And it feels like, oh, like I'm a failure. But more than that, it's embarrassing because now everyone knows that these are the goals that I wanted to achieve and I didn't achieve them. And now I just feel like a sad girl. For my brother, when I asked him, like, what do you think about New Year's resolutions? He said to me, his thing about New Year's resolutions and the reasons he doesn't make it is because he already knows what the plan is in his head. His plan never changes from year to year. And so he doesn't see the need to have New Year's resolutions because for him, it's like, bro, what are you on about? But I think for me, I like to think about New Year's resolutions, not necessarily as goals to be achieved and failed potentially at, but I think how I choose to frame New Year's resolutions in my mind and in my heart is more like promises to myself, promises to honor myself, promises to honor my season. Like I said, it's a brand new season. And promises to honor God also, because I think someone somewhere, I don't know what sermon I was listening to, they said that procrastination is the audacity for you to believe that God owes you time. Like, God owes you another year. God owes you another day. And I think one resolution that I had made in 2022 was that if God puts something on my heart, I'm going to pursue it wholeheartedly. If there is something that is stirring up on the inside of me and there is a deep desire to do something, I am not going to shy away from it because of lack of courage. In fact, rather I do it and die pursuing it. But 10 times out of 10, I haven't died. I uploaded a video of myself singing, let me tell you guys, on the online bestie circle. So if you're on the podcast airwaves on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you have no idea, I actually have a YouTube channel, and there's a portion on the YouTube channel, shout out to all the online besties, by the way, called the Online Besties, where people contribute literally $1 every single month just to support everything that we're doing here on the channel. And so we have exclusive content that is made for them, but the exclusive content isn't really like you're missing out on anything if you're not inside the Online Bestie circle. I think it's more of a way to say thank you so much for your support and thank you so much for your contribution to the content. Here's some bonus content. So some of the content that you'll find on the Online Bestie circle will be things like vlogs that never made it to the actual YouTube channel. One thing that I've been doing with them for the past couple of months is uploading random videos every single month. So I'll upload one video where I speak about something that is burning on my chest, and I just speak, and then I upload the video just as is, so I don't edit it and I don't like nothing. It's a raw video, cut and paste, just like that. And the whole sentiment behind it is, sorry guys, I've been drinking so many liquids, I'm just burping all the time. But the sentiment behind that part of the channel is I really am trying to get better at my public speaking. I want to do better. And so I am trying to learn how to articulate myself better in a shorter period of time without speaking as fast as I do. Because I actually realized when I listen back to the podcast episodes, like, I speak so fast. It's actually so crazy. But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing with them. And something like the singing. So I've been wanting to have worship nights. I think one of my biggest dreams is to have an apartment of my own so I can host all my friends. We can have a games night. We can have worship nights. We can have dinners. We can do all these really like cool community-based stuff that I can't necessarily do in my parents' house because it's my parents' house. So A, I'd have to ask for permission, and more than ask for permission, it's just my parents' house. It's like it's just not comfortable. Like it's not the best place to do stuff like that. And so one day, actually, while we were out on the Christmas lights, one of the other people that I was hanging out with that night, Jesse, he was like, "Hey, yo, Bob, can you sing?" And I was like, not really. I don't know if I would call it singing." And then he was like, "No, I've heard you sing. I think you can sing." And I was like, "No, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case." And I have been running away from the desire because I really have been having this stirring for years since I can remember to join the worship team and like participate in worship. But every single time someone asks me to sing, I'm just like, I can't. Like, you're asking me for a lot. But it's crazy because I'm like, I really feel like I want to worship and I want to help lead people into worship. And I think this year in this new community that I found myself in, we have had many occasions where maybe we worship together at Rentani's place, or we have worship nights, if you follow me on Instagram, by the fireplace. And so we're all kind of just standing around each other, and then someone will play guitar and we'll just sing around the fire and worship God the whole night. Really, worshiping isn't necessarily about joining the worship team or, you know, anything of that kind, but it's just about your heart. And I just kind of felt like, yo, like, why can't I do what I do all the time on the channel memberships? And the only reason I'm doing it on channel memberships is because I don't want it to become about like, we're not going to trivialize my voice yet. Like, that's not what we're going to do. I'm not going to be dragged on Twitter for thinking I'm Beyonce when I'm not Beyonce. For me, I'm like, channel memberships is the best place for me to actively walk in the obedience of the things that I feel led to do and the things that I feel called to do, because it's a safe space in that there's only like 18 people in there. And they barely comment on anything. Literally, I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like, is it my mom? Is my mom creating fake accounts and just subscribing to the channel membership and then watching everything on the channel memberships? But because she doesn't know how to give personality to all of those different 18 accounts, she doesn't comment. I don't know. But I'm also like, I think it's just it's a support thing. Like, the whole point of the online besties thing is just support. So I get it. I get the fact that a lot of them are just like, yo, we're just here for the vibes. Like, we're not here to comment. We're not here to make noise. We're just here for the vibes. And so we worship together on the online bestie circle, and we do a lot of cool things. So yeah, definitely check it out. If you ever have an extra dollar, just throw it in there and have a look on what's going on the channel memberships. I think you might find a different side of content that you enjoy, but also more than that, you'll definitely be putting a dollar into everything that we're making here on the That's Funny podcast. Maybe one day I'll get an editor. Who knows, child. But yes, I forgot why I even started talking about the online besties. That's so crazy. Guys, what a night. What a night. I wanted to chat a bit about New Year's resolutions and all the things that I have promised myself this year. So last year, I promised myself that I wouldn't back away from any challenge and I would show up to every single... Oh, that's why I started speaking about online besties. Because then I sang, and that was probably one of my biggest fears after dropping out. That was like huge for me. And all the times that I've faced the challenge head on and I've risen to the occasion, I realized it actually wasn't that bad and the results weren't as negative as I thought that they would be. And so I think in my growth and my journey of becoming more self-aware and learning more about myself, learning more about others, how I relate to other people and the things that I like and I don't like, because I think that's what your 20s are about. Like, a big part of your 20s, you're really just figuring yourself out, because your personality in primary school and high school was probably based on what was popular at the time and what your teachers... Well, for me at least, it was really based on what do the adults want to hear? What do adults think is impressive for a 15-year-old to say? And that's pretty much all I said. And that's what my personality was built around, being the ideal child to every single teacher and every single parent and adult that came my way. And so I think right now, the season and phase of my life that I'm in, I'm kind of like getting to learn, who is Barbara actually outside of the opinions of other people? What does she want before anyone told her that it was good to be a doctor? What was Barbara's desire? And why can't Barbara pursue that? Because I think even as I grow in my relationship with God, I realize that I don't think that there is no reason as to why God places the desires that he does in your heart. I think if God puts a desire in your heart and you have a natural ability to do something, that there definitely is something there, and that if you pursue it and you put it in God's hands, he can definitely multiply it and turn it into something way bigger than you could have ever done out of your own strength. And so promise number one that I've made for myself in 2023 is to be where I want to be and stop performing for love. That performing for love latter part again speaks to saying the things that I know everyone around me wants to hear, behaving in a way that I know that everyone around me will be pleased by and will find fulfilling. Meanwhile, it's eating at me. Like, I am finding myself diminishing, and I find that it takes away from who I am. And my personality and my being is eroding in the process of becoming everything that everyone around me wants to be. But I'm neglecting the girl on the inside and what she wants to be. And so that's what it means to stop performing for love. I think there's also elements of me that I realized were like, I was doing certain things because I wanted to be more palatable, particularly to the opposite gender. Gasp, shocking, I know, because I didn't think that I was. But yes, stop performing for love, but also being where I want to be, meaning that I am no longer going to put myself this year. I'm not going to put myself in situations that I don't want to be. I deleted WhatsApp in December. And a big part of me deleting WhatsApp, firstly, disclaimer, it's not personal to anyone that is on WhatsApp. So if you have me on WhatsApp, it's really not about you. It's not personal. If you send me a message and I never responded to you, the truth is I was overwhelmed and I didn't know how to communicate that. And I just never responded. And I'm sorry for that. But I, 2 days before Christmas, literally the night that we went out to the Christmas lights, hey, those Christmas lights changed my life. Clearly, those Christmas lights changed my life. I should go every single year. I was like, that was so great. Hanging out with my friends was great. It's family time now. And I'm going to delete WhatsApp. I'm going to delete WhatsApp because every single year when Christmas comes around, every single year when the new year comes around, every single year when my birthday comes around, it's almost as if people want to see, and it's not all people. There's only like a small portion of people that do this. And I'm saying this because I've had the same cell phone number since I was in grade 9, which means I now have 1,300 contacts and counting on my WhatsApp. And so what I've realized is as the years go by, there are people who back then did not care about me. And the only reason I have your number is because our class had a WhatsApp group chat or something of the sort. And so your number is saved on my phone. But it's almost like I've seen there's almost this pattern now where people reach out, but they don't reach out because they actually want to reach out. They're reaching out because they want to see if they still have access to me like they did back when we were in high school. They want to see if they can still, you know, ask me for stuff and I'll jump. And unfortunately, because I'm no longer a people pleaser, a lot of them are shocked by the no's that they are receiving. And I'm getting better at saying no, praise God. But more than being shocked at the no's that they're receiving, I think for me, it really is just overwhelming. It's overwhelming and it gives me anxiety just anticipating that someone is going to say hi. And that's literally it. Like that's the whole WhatsApp message. Hi. And then it's like, okay, if we think about my life in context, like I work on social media for a living. I make content for a living and that's how I make my bread and butter. So I work at a baby's home in Midrand. I volunteer there as their social media girl. So from their LinkedIn all the way to their Insta, well, I only started LinkedIn this year, to be honest. But yeah, from their LinkedIn all the way to their Instagram and Facebook, I'm the person like responding to comments, posting stuff, doing all that stuff. So you can imagine how many notifications I get just from running the works social media alone. It's an NPO, which means there are always people trying to donate stuff, trying to figure out how they can partner with us. So they will always be, you know, messaging the marketing team. And this is the team. The team is me. And so, yeah, that's a fun experience. Very fun. I will say, though, my colleagues are amazing. And most of the time, all I have to deal with is the social media stuff. So when people reach out and like, hey, we'd love to, I say, very great. Here you go. This is the relevant person to speak to. So it's a lot of just directing people. The point is, I get a lot of notifications. That's the point, right? From there. And then I'm also a YouTuber and I want to respond to every single comment on YouTube. I want to keep up with what's going on in the community tab. What are people chatting about? Same thing with Instagram. I want to respond to all the comments on Instagram. I want to keep up with all the messages on the DMs because that's how we have conversation most of the time is someone will send me a DM about something. I'll screenshot it and post it on my story and chime in a little bit on it. And then everyone else will chime in on what I chimed in on what they chimed in. And it's just a huge, big conversation. It's a really good time. And I enjoyed my job. I have a good time working on social media because it's pleasant. And I know that it's a community-based thing. So in as much as, yes, there are a lot of notifications, then there are a lot of people messaging me at the same time. Like the amount of DMs I get in a day, sometimes, I don't want to lie, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's a bit overwhelming. But I think for me, just knowing that it feels like I have friends online, like we can relate about so many different things. It's always so interesting to hear people's perspectives because some of you guys are crazy. Like some of you guys don't believe in having driver's licenses. I still can't believe this. I still can't believe you girls don't have licenses. That's crazy to me. There's this one girl, Palisa, from my Instagram. I forgot her surname. Palisa, I can't remember her surname. But she was telling me how, like, oh, brave of you to say get a license when you don't have a husband. And I was like, oh, shade. And then we had this huge conversation on Instagram about husbands and licenses and how Palisa is going to be a passenger princess for the rest of her life. And we don't have mothers-in-laws because we are not married. It's just fun. It's all fun and it's all banter. And this is what I mean when I say be where I want to be, is because I realized some of the relationships that I was carrying and holding on to, I was doing out of obligation. I was doing it for the other person's sake. But it's like, you know, when you can feel like you're only being invited into spaces because they believe you can be useful for something. Like when you get to somewhere and it's like, you can almost tell you were invited here to bring the vibes. Like, oh, you know, Barbara, the one with the good energy, the good vibes. She's going to bring the energy, invite her. And that's not nice. It's not nice because who gives me the energy? Like who gives me the vibes? Like where do I get entertainment from? I can't be like turning on cameras, posting content on YouTube for entertainment. And then in real life also, when I'm supposed to be hanging out with my friends, I'm finding myself being personal entertainment and a personal clown. That's not nice. And low-key hurts my feelings sometimes because it's like there's so much more to me. And it's kind of sad that sometimes people just want to like make me the funny girl and I'm not the funny girl. And half the times I don't want to be in those situations. I'm not having a good time. With the people on WhatsApp, I think it was just a matter of creating a boundary to say, you know what? Actually, no one has access to me. Yeah, maybe I'm taking it too far. And I'll get into this WhatsApp conversation because I feel like it's something that I need to give proper detailed context into as to why I feel like it's such a violation. But I feel like if someone has something to say to me, they will call me. But also all of my like closest friends, iMessage me and FaceTime me literally every single day. And so I'm like, it doesn't affect anything. Like my mom knows where I live. My dad knows where I live. Maybe because I live with them. Maybe because I live with my parents. That's why they know where I live. So I'm choosing that I don't want to be on WhatsApp. I might download it again in February just because I need to just make sure everything's fine and like nobody sent me important messages. Because also sometimes my colleagues like to send me messages there. And then, you know, academic group chats. Oh, goes yum. Let's not get into the stress of that. School only opens on the 27th of Feb. And that's when I intend on downloading WhatsApp. So God bless whoever's messaging me on WhatsApp. Second promise that I made to myself. Well, actually, this one is more of a resolution. Is to cultivate things around me. I think I've spent the past 2 years working on myself and I think I'm ready to give. And not even like I'm ready to give, like I was holding back all along, because I definitely haven't stopped doing high school ministry. So I think I started doing high school ministry in grade 9, 2015. So since then, I've always had like a group of young girls that I'm mentoring who are in younger grades than me. So when I was in high school, they were in primary school. And now that I'm in varsity, I'm still doing high school ministry. So the girls that I mentor now at my church are in grade 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. Those are the girls that I have. The grade 7s, the grade 8s, and the grade 9s. Which is really cool. But I think I wanted to, and I really prayed that God would stretch my capacity to go beyond that group of girls. Because obviously in the long term, the amount of impact and the amount of reach that I want to have is just, yeah, insane. And I think it just makes sense for me to start working at a varsity level as well. And there's so many different people that I know that are in my life that are kind of like have been reaching out to me, but I didn't really have the space for them in my life at the time. But now I think I'm more in a position to like, okay, cool. Like I can sit with this girl. I can commit to showing up for her the way that I would want someone who's mentoring me to show up for me for. And so that's kind of what I'm at, where I'm at. I'm trying to cultivate the things around me and be a blessing wherever I can. That's basically what I mean by cultivating. So if I'm at church and let's say that Sunday I don't have much to do, I can go and serve on another team that I don't usually serve on. I can go and help out upstairs. I can go help out in the ushering. I can go help out in the kitchen. I can go help out wherever I can. But I just want to be known as, you know, when Barbara's here, we know that she's going to be generous with her time, generous with her gifting, generous with her hands, generous with whatever capacity that I have at the time. And so that's the second resolution that I have, is to make sure that places that I enter are always better when I leave. The third one is to produce work that I'm proud of, because again, this year it is official. I am a full-time content creator and I make content for a living. Woo! Very scary stuff if you think about it, because technically that means I don't have a boss, guys. I don't have someone that promises me UIF and medical aid fund and annuities and all the jargon that smart, intelligent people who work in corporate and have jobs that pay them a specific amount of money every single month say. All I have is, I know that I make, what is it, like 47 rand for every 1,000 views that I post on YouTube. It obviously differs depending on the topic. So if, like, I don't know how also YouTube, like, YouTube is such a smart machine. I don't know how they figure all this stuff out. Just go on Google and Google YouTube CPM topics, and then it will show you, like, if you are in finance, I think finance is the most lucrative YouTube channel to have. So if you make a finance channel, instead of making like 30 rand per 1,000 views, you can make 250 rand per 1,000 views, because YouTube values that kind of content more. For example, just a rough example. So yeah, it's definitely dependent on how much content I make, how much content I put out, and how well the content that I put out does. But what I realized is it doesn't help, because in 2022, I was like, yes, it's dependent on how much content I make. So every single year, I will release 52 videos or more, because there are 52 weeks in a year and I'm a consistent queen. But out of the 52 videos that I posted last year, maybe only 5 of them I'm actually really proud of. Like, maybe only 5 of them I'd actually, like, be comfortable with someone watching in front of me, because all of the other ones are embarrassing to me. It's like, oh my God, is that content? Is that what you got? That's crazy. And there's a proverb that actually I read one of these days in my devotion, Proverb, I think 22, that says that a man who, I'm going to paraphrase it, I'm not even going to try and remember it. So a man basically who works very hard to be the best at their skill and be the best version of themselves in the gifting and talents that God has given them is worthy of being amongst kings, and they will serve amongst kings only. And that's kind of like the conviction I have, that if I want to say I'm a content creator for a living, and I want this to be something that, you know, I can move on to, like someone like Thato Rampedi, for example, let's take him, because he's doing amazing. I will say this over and over again until I die. Thato Rampedi is amazing. He is a genius. The man, listen, one day I'm going to give him his flowers. I'm telling you guys. One day. I'm kidding. Maybe not a car. Hey, but maybe God will bless me. Let me not stop God from blessing me and using me. But yeah, someone like Thato Rampedi, if you look at the quality of content that he does, to the point where he's even able to cross over onto DSTV and present on DSTV, because he's worked so hard at his craft that nobody can look at Thato Rampedi's success and say he doesn't deserve it. You can't deny the fact that he is incredible at what he does. And when he sets a price and says, okay, I'm charging 2 million rand per YouTube video collab, you get it. Like, I understand why you're charging 2 million rand, because you are worth that. You've built a brand that is worth that, and it's justifiable. And that's where I want to get. I want to be able to say, when I get into boardrooms with brands and brands are proposing things to me and I say, look, what you're offering me is not enough. Like, I'm not going to be able to pay for my house and my car and my kids' school fees off of the money that you're giving me. If I want to set a price that will cover a house, a car, school fees, all that stuff, then my work needs to be on house, car, school fees level. Obviously, it might take years, because Thato Rampedi definitely has been in the game for years. But that doesn't mean that I should do the bare minimum just to get a video out every single week. So if you do watch the videos on YouTube, expect them to be sporadic, child. Expect them to come out maybe twice a month, just because I just want to focus on being better at my craft and showing up on all the different platforms that I have committed myself to. So that being the podcast, that being your TikToks, your TikTok, I really want to be great at TikTok, guys. I don't know. I don't even know how to start. Like, TikTok is so scary to me, and Twitter. I just, oh, God help me. But yes, produce work that I'm proud of because I'm 100% doing this for a living. And I definitely want to be named amongst kings, okay? And then the very last one, the promise that I made for myself and the resolution that I have for myself for 2023 is to be a light. Something that Pamela Mtanga... I love Pamela Mtanga. Pamela Mtanga said about me in a radio interview last year. I'm still thinking about it. Is she was like, and I think I played you guys a snippet of this VN on Instagram, and it's on WhatsApp. So the other day I tried to download because I wanted to do like a review of 2022, and I wanted to add the video where I was hearing Pamela speak about me like in real time. It was crazy because I completely lost my mind. But then I remembered the VNs of that video of Pamela, of Tron, and of Gil are on WhatsApp, which would mean I'd have to download WhatsApp. And if I download WhatsApp, then all the messages are going to come in and I actually don't want to respond to anyone. Right? I actually don't want to talk. I don't want to speak right now. So, yeah. So I was like, hey, it's going to have to wait. And for me, what really stood out is the fact that the first thing that this lady remembered about me wasn't like, oh, your hair was so something, or because that's what most people like remember, like your hair. But she remembered like how I made her feel and how I made other people feel, how she saw I made other people feel. And that for me was like so priceless because I was like, I definitely 100% remember the first time I met Pamela Mtanga. And I will never forget how she made me feel. I remember the first time I met Bonang Matheba. I will never forget how she made me feel. I remember the first time I met... who else? I can't remember. Let's say Tato. The first time I met Tata Rampedi. I will never forget how he made me feel. I'll never forget how all those people made me feel. All of it was positive, just by the way. I will not mention people who made me feel very bad about my existence. But yeah, I'll never forget how people made me feel. They reflect a character that I aspire to have. And so in 2023, I want to be a light, not only for my friends. I don't want my friends only to experience me as, yo, Barbara is my cheerleader. But I would really love that anyone on the internet who comes across me feels like I support them and feels like I'm 100% behind them. Because I'm that girl. I 100% am behind them. I want to walk into rooms and know that that room will never be the same because I stepped into it. Like, I was having a really bad day. I clicked on this video and it really just lifted my mood. And it really just, you know, helped me take my mind off of the craziness that is my life and help. It was a breath of fresh air. That's like probably the biggest compliment that anyone could ever give me. It's literally on this Philippians chapter 2. You can go read it in the Message translation. And yeah, that's just what I aspire to be, that in this year I would be a breath of fresh air to everyone, that it would be undeniable that there is something that this girl possesses that actually we would be wrong to say. She doesn't deserve everything that God is pouring out into her life. I think that New Year's resolutions are great. I think especially if they are targeted towards your character, that won't only benefit you because you become a better person, but that 100% benefits the people around you. There's actually a scripture that came to mind from the book of John. I think it says, perfect love casts out all fear. And I think that all of us will get to a place where we reach our full potential when we are loved well, when we love ourselves well, and when we understand how much God loves us, but when we are also loved well by the community of people around us. But in the same way that we have a community of people around us that loves us well, you also want to be that person. I think no one, let me not speak for anyone. I don't ever want to be a taker. I don't ever want to be in a position where anyone feels like they're just pouring into me and there's nothing that they're getting in return from me. And I think that's where my sentiment of wanting to be a cheerleader for other people is coming from. It comes from wanting to be the iron that sharpens the iron that sharpens me, you know. And I can actually show you my vision board. Let me show you guys my vision board. Okay, cool. I'm not gonna hold it because if I try to hold it and hold the mic at the same time, it's definitely gonna be a disaster. But I'll talk you through, for the people that are not on the online bestie circle, so you can't see my vision board, I'll talk you through some of the stuff that are on my vision board. I wanted to share this vision board with you today, not necessarily to boast, child, but just to kind of be a testament of what it looks like when you kind of submit your dreams to God. And I say this with caution because I'm not saying that absolutely everything on that vision board is going to come to pass. Like, for example, I've got Miss South Africa on that vision board. Am I going to be Miss South? We don't know. You know, we don't know how that's going to play out. But what I do know is that a good part of everything that has happened there has really been as a result of divine favor, really supernatural favor, but also just asking God to lead me in a lot of the things. You know, the Bible speaks about how the footsteps of the righteous are ordered. And so for me, it's kind of like trusting that as I walk, as I walk through life and as I navigate life, just constantly asking the Holy Spirit, okay, God, where do you want me to go today? Where should I, you know, should I attend this party? Should I not attend this party? And it's in things like that where it's like, okay, now I prayed about it. I feel like I have peace about this situation and I go and I pursue it. And then there I am in Rosebank hanging out with my friends. Next thing I know, I'm bumping into Verna when I could have easily turned down that invitation, because that day that I met Verna, I was actually invited to two separate situations. So the first one was with Rory Sang and her friends, and then the other one was an outing, I told you this, that Rendani had organized. And so it was like, ooh, where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go? But after much consideration and prayer with the Holy Spirit, but also it was a low-brainer, low-key, I decided to go with Rory Sang. And then in going with Rory Sang, I ended up meeting with that, and it was like just so cool, and we were able to have conversations, all this cool stuff and cool experiences that I wouldn't have otherwise experienced if I wasn't asking for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit in the small moments of my life. What I made this vision board in September of 2021. I didn't reach out to Nivea. I don't know if I've ever said that. I've never reached out to Nivea. I never really tagged them in anything. And they just kind of showed up on my doorstep and they were like, yo, we want to work with you. And I was like, okay, name your price. And I was like, oh, cool. And that's kind of what we did. And so, yeah, if you look at my vision board, the camera on my vision board, and above it, it says debt free. So I've got the camera that I'm filming my podcast and all my YouTube videos on. It's called the Sony ZV-E10. And I really wanted this camera with all my heart. But this camera is really expensive. It's like 16,000 rand. Well, at the time that I looked it up, it was 16k, and I was like, I don't have 16k. I don't even know how I'm gonna save up 16k. But I also didn't want to like take it out on contract or on a loan, or like, you know, any of those like things where you go to the store and you buy gadgets in installments. I didn't want to do that stuff. I wanted to buy it cash because I didn't want debt. And so I put it on my vision board right above the camera and the cell phone that I wanted. I said debt free because I'm trusting that God will provide a way for me to have this camera. Lo and behold, a couple of months later, literally, Sony themselves, guys, Sony Alpha South Africa, hand delivers me the exact camera I want in my favorite color. How crazy is that? It's crazy. I don't deserve that. And it can only be God. I know so many other YouTubers that are so deserving, you know, of cameras just because of the quality of the work that they do from their cell phones, that it's crazy that I would be the one that Sony looks at and says, your content is worth getting behind. Here's a camera. Keep doing your thing. Keep tagging us in your stuff. We love you. Be awesome. And when you look at the last part that I'm going to touch on my vision board, if again, I'm so sorry for everyone that's listening on the podcast. Like, we literally have been speaking for almost an hour. And I'm like, if I try to describe every single aspect of my vision board to you, we're going to sit here the whole day. And so right in the center of my vision board, there is a picture of me in this really cute dress from my 21st. And behind me is a big room of women from many different ethnic backgrounds, cultures, diversity. It's just very diverse. And at the bottom, on my feet, is a couple of gift bags. And by the gift bags, the words say, empowered to empower. And around that, you also have Yara Shahidi, Michelle Obama, Bonang Matheba, and then a group of women that are representative of the people who work on my content. I'm prophesying, obviously, like, I don't have people working on my content right now, but hopefully in the future, I'll be able to have money to pay people to come in and do work. But I feel like there are so many different parts of me that are represented in so many, and I think this is just because I grew up in Gauteng and I grew up in a word school. So I had Indian people, colored people, Asian people, Black people, Afrikaans people, English people, like all sorts of people growing up around me, that I feel like my personality is an amalgamation of all of that. And so for me, even one day when I have my team of women that are working on my content, editing, producing, all that kinds of stuff, that it would be a multi-ethnic team, just because I feel like if I had a team of girls that just looked like me, like, it would lose the essence. I feel like there's an element of quirkiness that we would lose in all of that. So I need the whole thing. I need the whole thing. But when you look at that, you look at Michelle Obama, Osbonang, Yara Shahidi, these are all people who are very centered on seeing other girls rise, get into your boss babe energy, imparting knowledge however they can. You know, with Osi Lebonza, for example, she's got this scholarship foundation and she's very, 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 very particular about helping people get into school and helping people finish school and get through school. And we all know Michelle Obama and Yara Shahidi, child. Like, I don't need to get into that too much. But I think when I look at my vision board holistically, and I want to bring this back to the idea of New Year's resolutions and them being cliche and them being tacky and all that kinds of stuff. When I say that, it's not necessarily about setting goals, but about dreaming up a kind of life that I want to live and then saying, okay, God, this is what I want my life to represent. That's exactly what my vision board is, a representation of what I want my life to look like. And so a big part of that is women. And I'm not going to get into the story. Maybe we'll get into a story another time of how I got to a point where my life was centered around women. I went through peer counseling qualifications and all sorts of different things in high school just because I was so dead set on cultivating my peers in as much as I was being cultivated with all of the different opportunities that I had to travel the world and go to different organizations and learn different things. But when you look at the stuff that I left on my vision board that I haven't accomplished, literally just like four things, which is, okay, five, the brands. There are some brands that I haven't worked with that I'd really love to work with at the end of the day. Then you have Your Miss South Africa, obviously, that we're pursuing this year. YouTube Black Voices, which technically isn't really on my vision board. I put that on there because of FOMO. But YouTube Black Voices and 100K subscribers on YouTube, like all of those different things in the bigger picture of my vision board. And I wish you could see my vision board, but this is audio, so you can't. But in the bigger picture of everything, you can see how it all works together. Like, the platform of Miss South Africa helps me continue to host the conferences that I want to host. And even without actually winning it, just going through the platform, learning the different skills that they teach you as a woman and how to work with other people. With, I think there's a company called, not a company, an organization called Brand SA that usually partners with Miss South Africa every single year. And they're very focused on doing initiatives and volunteership and all that kinds of stuff in communities all around South Africa. And so for me, it's like, okay, cool. You might not win the competition, but throughout that process, I would have been exposed to organizations like Brands SA that I can then partner with for future things that I'm trying to do. But I think you get the gist of it. It's really not a vision board that I think I'll ever change. I think this vision board will probably stay the same for three more years to come, even, just because everything on that board is not a once-off thing. Like, it's something that is continuous. It's something that I keep on doing. So if I have a women's conference and I have empowered a group of women, it's still going to happen the year after that. It's going to happen the year after that. It's going to happen the year after that. You get what I mean? If I am trusting God to get me a camera debt-free, there's also an apartment behind that camera that says debt-free. I also want to be able to trust that God will help me break the cycles within my family and bring in for once, but generational wealth, that especially coming from the history that we come from as a Black family in South Africa. Generational wealth isn't really something that is true for a lot of us. And I think particularly looking at the sacrifices that my mother has made and continues to make, as well as my father and my grandparents, I think for me, I'm just like, yo, guys, they deserve somebody to break the chain, and that person is going to be me. And so I think there's always a new level and a new dimension to every single thing that's on my board. And so my vision board will stay my vision board forever. Even if I don't win Miss South Africa, I'm still your local Miss South Africa, because I will still be doing the work of a Miss South Africa child until I die. And yeah, that's pretty much my vision board and my New Year's resolutions for 2023. Let me know on social media what you are planning on doing for 2023. On Twitter, maybe you can hashtag That's Funny Podcast. I don't know why I keep saying maybe, like there's no hashtag. The hashtag is That's Funny Podcast. I think it's That's Funny Podcast. Or you can just tag me on Instagram at Barbara with an X on all social media platforms, TikTok, everything. And yeah, I can't wait to hear what your take is on New Year's resolutions, vision boards, and what you've decided for the new year. But until next time, I'm going to love and leave you guys. So cheers.